The feds can examine some of the Mar-a-Lago documents. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal appeals court has ruled the Justice Department can resume a review of about 100 documents seized from former President Trump's home for possible national security issues without waiting for the special master to determine if they are privileged, overturning a lower court order that blocked the review. Former President Trump telling Fox's Hannity there should be no case.
Under the Presidential Records Act, there's no retribution or prosecution. You're supposed to negotiate. We're talking about documents. We're talking about documents that actually are being watched over to a certain extent, and I would say to a large extent, by the Secret Service, if you think about it.
The president's lawyers could appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. Mr. Trump also dismissing as politically motivated a civil lawsuit filed against him and his children by New York's Attorney General Letitia James, claiming Trump inflated the value of his assets to secure loans. Former Attorney General William Barr calls the suit a political hit job. President Biden told the United Nations General Assembly yesterday Russia's invasion of Ukraine is a threat to the UN.
Permanent member of the United Nations Security Council invaded its neighbor, attempted to erase a sovereign state from the map.
And the president said Russia's President Putin has made overt nuclear threats against countries in Europe. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, addressing the General Assembly by video, said the world needs to make Russia pay for its invasion of his country.
Punishment for the catastrophic turbulence that Russia provoked with its illegal war, and not only for us, Ukrainians, but for the whole world.
Even as Russia mobilizes hundreds of thousands of military reservists, President Zelensky vowed his country will prevail as long as they continue to receive outside military assistance. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
For the second time this week, Mexico City has been rocked by a powerful earthquake. Estimated at 6.8 to magnitude, it caused buildings to sway in the Mexican capital. Just 3 days after a similar quake killed two people, nervous residents have fled from buildings to huddle in the streets. Puerto Rico still struggling with the impacts of Hurricane Fiona. Additional disaster relief money may be laced into a bill to keep the government operating 8 days from now.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says he's talked to the governor and the federal government is responding. He says getting help to Puerto Rico is a high priority, and when asked about funding for aid in the continuing resolution to keep the government open, he says it's something Congress is looking into.
FEMA has a pretty big billions of dollars fund that they may be able to use in the short term, and we'll see if they need more.
When asked about Medicaid disaster relief funding similar to aid after Hurricane Maria, he says that's also being talked about. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A tropical storm warning and a hurricane watch now posted for Bermuda as Fiona is expected to pass just west of the island later today. Still at Category 4 strength, according to the National Hurricane Center, with 130-mile-an-hour winds. It's the autumnal equinox. The seasons officially change later today.
Summer moves to autumn at 9.04 p.m. Eastern Time here in the U.S. in the rest of the Northern Hemisphere, as hot temperatures turn cooler, making way for everything pumpkin spice. Fall foliage expert Jim Salgi tells Fox Weather to expect quick peak colors and falling leaves where droughts have been worse. Though in northern U.S. states,
the drought is a lot less severe, and we expect the colors to be bright and early, especially if we get some cold snaps coming down in September.
And when days also start to become shorter than nights. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.